RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Tick tock, tick tock. Did you hear that? Aha, that's the body clock diet for women. And we have author Laura Cipullo on with us to explain what this the women's health body clock diet is really all about. She's a registered dietitian and diabetes educator and a certified eating disorder registered dietitian. Good grief, all these qualifications here. Laura, welcome to Her Radio.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so Laura, tell us, why did you write this book? What's it about?
This is about working with our body. This is for women to learn how to take a meal structure, not a meal plan, but a structure, an outline, and move into mindful eating, to something where they can respect their body and work with their body. So many times we're working against our body, and we have something called the 24-hour body clock that actually programs our body. It programs our hormones. And if you work with it, it's much easier to maintain a healthier weight and a healthier lifestyle by recognizing, you know, you should be sleeping when it's dark out. Wake with the sun. You know, don't have your coffee until later in the morning. If you can, make sure you get 7 to 9 hours of sleep. Little things like that actually make a big difference in terms of your health.
What do you mean they make a big difference in terms of your health? Specifically, what's going on here? What are these benefits and why is that going on?
Right. So first of all, some women are, you know, trying all these very drastic diets, right? So they're up and down with their weight. That actually causes more hormone chaos. People actually can become leptin resistant. So they never feel full after they've done all these yo-yo dieting. So the idea here is to work with your body, so you're working with your hormones. So you're never wanting to decrease your intake so much that you're going to need to have an overproduction of the fullness hormone leptin. Right? You don't want to get to the place of leptin resistance, because if you do, you're likely to never be able to feel full, and you're always going to feel hungry.
So what are the other hormones? What are the other hormones? You've mentioned leptin, and leptin is found, you know, in the area around fat cells, and in a way it helps us gauge what our own fat stores look like, and it becomes pretty dysregulated a whole lot when you're not working with that body clock. What are the other hormones you're looking at?
We're looking at insulin, which is, typically known for diabetes. That also has different trends during the day. So you're going to naturally have a higher insulin and it also a higher cortisol as soon as you wake up. So instead of jumping out of bed and grabbing this high-carb breakfast, you want to jump out of bed and use that natural energy and then take your shower, get ready for work. And then about an hour after, when the cortisol, which is your stress hormone or alertness hormone, when that starts to fall and the insulin starts to fall, that's when you want to have your meal. Because otherwise, you're going to send all these other hormones up even more. And what we've learned is the more that you send the hormones higher, the more the body becomes resistant. Right? The body can only take so much.
All right, so let's go through a classic day with, you know, a 30-year-old out there who's just, you know, slugging it out with the best of us, right? So, and let's just say she's had the usual chaotic lifestyle. Let's give her a more idealized life, all right? What time should she wake up in the morning?
All right, so typically, you know, especially right now, we're in the winter phase. So you want to wake up closer to sunrise. So right now, again, and depending on where you live, it's more likely going to be around 7 o'clock. Okay, so when the sun comes up, you want to try to get up. Most important.
Now, what should you do right after that? What do you do? I mean, let's go through an entire day. So I'm now up at 7 a.m. Now, what am I supposed to do? Should I work out? Should I eat? Should I, take a shower?
Right, exactly. So go take your shower. Now you're going to take your shower and get ready for your day. And then around 8 o'clock, that's when you want to sit down and have your breakfast. Okay?
And
then they give you breakfast options.
Okay, yep. Let's just do a typical breakfast. You know, just throw one out. What would work?
All right. You could do peanut butter overnight oats. So this would be a combination of carbohydrate, protein, and fat. And the reason that we're having the readers eat like this is because this is going to produce an even blood sugar, an even insulin production, and will not aggravate the hormone cortisol. And this comes from my background in diabetes and working with the endocrine system.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working the body by not causing spikes in the hormone.
Right. So you said peanut butter and oats.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, all right. Now, when's the next time I eat?
So the next thing is to have your coffee around 9 o'clock. Right. So the coffee, your cortisol will be dropping at this point. And so the coffee will then cause an increase in the cortisol, but it's not going to, again, spike it. So you don't want to have all of your coffee and your food all at once. You want to separate things out throughout the day.
All right. And then after I have my coffee, now when's the next time I eat?
So that would be about 10 a.m. or 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning,
mm-hmm.
we suggest people eat sooner rather than later because typically people are fearful that they're not going to get enough food. And if they get to the point of being too hungry, then they overeat. So at this point, we're also thinking.
Right.
Do you have a question?
Well, okay. So I'm trying to get a pattern here.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have the eating around 11 to noon, then when's the next time and when do they end eating?
So they're eating in the beginning every, 2 to 3 hours, but after a few weeks, you go to eating every 3 to 4 hours. Your stomach is digesting and absorbing the food and emptying at about a 3 to 4 hour rate. And that's why we're working with this schedule. Again, we're trying to match the body and work with it rather than against it. So
when should someone stop eating then?
Ideally, you want to give yourself, it's varied. You want to give yourself some time to digest, obviously, before you go to bed. But we do want people going to bed having eaten. I don't want anybody to skip dinner thinking it's too late to eat. So if you can have your dinner by 8 o'clock, that would be preferable.
In other words, we sort of call it a day then, right?
Yeah, I mean, ideally, if you could, we would love for you to get it in between 6:30 and 8. But again,
okay.
If you have to have it after, that's okay because feeding yourself is most important.
Well, we've been talking here to Lori Cipullo. She is the author of the Women's Health Body Clock Diet. And we've been talking about the TikTok that goes on with the new pattern of how to be able to eat more in concert with your body's rhythm and certainly the 24-hour clock. This is fantastic. Laura, thank you for being on her radio. Everyone go to lauracipullo.com to be able to learn more about the Women's Health Body Clock Diet. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you've got a question, please email it to us at askher@radiomd.com. Stay well.